Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's always shipped on time. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this, Open Phones, you know what that means. Open Phones segment is sponsored by Crazy Lister. Amazing, simple eBay listing software. We're eager to hear from you, and all you have to do is call us at 888-RADIO-30 to fulfill our wildest dreams. That's 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
We'd love for you to join us on the eBay Radio chat board during today's show. I just can't happen to get there right now. Go to ebayradio.com and click on the words Listen Live in the right-hand sidebar. Then click Group Chat on the eBay Radio player, and that'll take you through community sign-in.
Look at all the people.
Oh, my heavens,
there's so many people. Okay. And you're not one of them, apparently.
No, I was earlier. I was on there earlier, and then
It all went cattywampus.
It did. It did, so I'm going to try it again.
That's
in a
something
few
you must have heard when you were young.
Oh, cattywampus, of course.
Very Southern.
But I also heard something you'd never heard. It was Wally. Going Wally on you, because you mentioned you'd never heard that before.
I know, I didn't hear cattywampus until I was an adult talking to people from, like, I think, North Carolina or something.
Oh, okay.
Because we never said that in New England.
Oh.
We said wicked pissa.
Oh, that's true. It was a wicked pissa.
Ah, did you go outside? Oh, Becky, did you go see the storm?
Oh, speaking of the storm.
You better call Tuomi.
Griff,
it's a wicked pissa of a blizzard.
You know the number of customers without power is on the rise today? The third nor'easter in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
School cancellations, bad road conditions, parking bans in Boston and other cities across Massachusetts. And as of 11 a.m. today, the power outages total more than 155,000. Most in eastern Massachusetts, according to outage data tracked by the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency. And the power outage totals climbed as the nor'easter was officially declared a blizzard in Hyannis, Falmouth, and Plymouth.
Right on the ocean. Right on the Massachusetts Bay.
And tell them what you always tell them to make eBay sellers feel good when they're in this situation, and buyers.
Yeah, worry about, like, the drifts and the snow and your roof caving in. Don't worry about your eBay business. We'll cover you.
Exactly. So just don't worry about it, right?
Pretty much. But, I mean, note to self, let's not move back to New England.
Well.
Okay. So we have wildfires, earthquakes. What else do we have? Mudslides. I'm still staying here.
Well, because you and I have been lucky where that's concerned. We don't live where there are. Well, the earthquakes, we never, you know, let's face it. We never.
A year ago,
them.
We had a flood that came up to our doorstep.
Yeah, you did.
I thought
that's
I was
true.
Pretty fortunate.
That's true.
It was wicked close.
Yeah.
The houses down the street are still, I mean, they're still working on some of these houses. They were inundated, but we were spared. And I'm not gloating. I might be. Yeah, in fact, I am. But the thing that's been interesting, you would think anywhere else, oh, there was a flood last year. We're going to think twice about buying a house on this street. Or you could forget about it because prices have gone through the roof.
Oh, my.
Flood or not. It
is bad.
Make a
I
difference.
Told you about the U-Haul thing, right?
Yeah. And you know what it is upsetting. And I'll tell you why. Because we see tons of people living in their cars and their RVs more and more all over the Bay Area, looking for a place where they can park, where they're inconspicuous and aren't going to get hassled by the police. So yeah, it is an issue. Homelessness is an issue. The housing market here is really expensive.
And I read that the majority of Americans have $1,000 or less in their savings account.
That's why you should sell on eBay so you can bump that savings up. You got a bunch of stuff. You don't want that stuff.
You
got
to be able to deal with emergencies in life. I've been there, Griff. I've been down to my last. There's an old bluegrass tune, mothers sing to the daughter, singing to the daughter, saying, don't let your deal go down till you're down to your last red cent. Right?
Yeah, that's
you get
true.
That drift.
Yeah.
And so there are so many people. You don't, you know, I've been there. I've been. You know, where I had nothing in my savings account. It's not a good feeling at all.
Did you start singing Love for Sale?
Oh, just about. Could have been.
Appetizing young love for sale?
Could have been. It wasn't such long young love by then.
Hey, a lot of people in that position, they take to selling some of their possessions.
That's
they go
right.
to eBay and they sometimes they start a business.
Hey, if you can't reach us by phone at 888-RADIO-30 for some reason, maybe you're shy or maybe you're in your at your day job or you're just listing away like crazy today, you can also just get on your computer and or your phone and send it to us by way of contact us. And Tariq did just that. He is,
hey, Tariq.
Tariq is from Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
This is an international one, Griff.
That's cool.
Hi, Griffin
Lee.
Let's talk to Tariq. You're the best in your special way. Love you.
Aww.
I would like to ask about seller boot camp. Now, this is a guy over in Jordan, okay?
Okay.
Me and many other sellers sure have successfully registered, but we have nothing received by email. Anyway,
yeah.
I note you mentioned that on last Tuesday for who miss registering this, we can follow on eBay Open 2017, know your numbers for the first week lesson. If I am right, what about the remain lessons for the next weeks? How can we follow?
Well, Tariq, I think the team solved the issue by changing the way the weekly emails will go out for this week and then the two final weeks. If you check my messages in eBay, they are going to that mailbox and they'll be in the folder or the category that says from eBay. So if you haven't received it, check your My Messages and see if there's not an email in there. There was an email that went out yesterday for the second week, and you should have that.
Yay.
Yeah, we don't know what happened to that first one. Most people got them. I got mine, and I talked to people who did get it, but a lot of people didn't get their email. It's a mystery.
It is a mystery.
Like so much in life.
So I saw something on Facebook that I thought you might be able to answer.
Oh, brother.
Right? No, it's kind of interesting.
It's eBay related. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. People who have heard us talk about the Seller Hub a million times, but
yeah.
they don't know where it is.
Oh, brother. Well, you know, that's not their fault.
No,
I'll tell
it's
you why.
Not. Tell them why.
Because we don't know how to name stuff. If you go to my eBay, the link, and you hover on it, it drops down a little menu, you know, a list of sublinks. And one of them is called Selling. That's Seller Hub. It should be called Seller Hub. But no.
It's called Selling.
It's called Selling. Because sometimes, as much as I love my colleagues, and I do, like a big, happy eBay family, sometimes something gets lost in the naming process. But yeah, it should be called, that's Seller Hub. If you just click on my eBay and then drop your mouse down to the Selling link, that'll take you to Seller Hub.
Very,
it should say Seller. You're right. It should say Seller Hub.
It should say
there's
Seller
a lot
Hub.
Of things that should be renamed.
Well, go get them, Griff.
Oh, no one listens
go
to me.
Go talk
anymore.
To them.
Oh, you should see them here at me. They see me. You know, I'm starting to toddle. You know what toddling is?
What is toddling?
It's what you do when you get older and you kind of the way you walk.
Oh, it's the penguin walk.
It's kind of the shuffling penguin walk.
I catch myself doing it sometime in the morning when I wake up.
I catch myself in the reflection of the windows here on campus in the buildings and I think, geez, who's that old fart? They ought to fire him. Oh no, it's me.
Tony from Medina, Texas is on the line. Is it Medina or Medina, Tony?
Medina.
Medina, Texas.
Like funky cold.
Known as Sitagur on eBay.
How many times have you heard that?
Sitagur.
A few times, yes.
I bet.
Tony, what can we do for you today? What's your question or comment?
You told me to phone back.
Okay.
Lee.
You said to me, I must phone you back when I hit 500 items in my store.
Oh,
ah,
yay!
There you go.
All right, Tony. So let me how do you spell your eBay name? I mean, pronounce your eBay name, please.
However you like. Sitagur.
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 Can you spell it? Because I have no idea what you're talking about.
S-I-T-O.
Sitagur. Sitagur.
I like it. Once I've seen it, I'll never forget it.
So you may be able to go to her listings, Griff.
I have. I'm already there.
Because something is wrong with my computer. I'm going to start it right now.
No, that's too bad. Wow, look at all this. You put up a lot of stuff. Whoa, you must have been working hard. These are all single, like unique items. So there's,
yes.
You got to create each one individually. You did a good job. Look at, and the pictures are nice. These
Thank
are good.
You.
You've done a great job. I bet you listened to this show.
How did you do it, Tony? So how many did you have up when we told you to call back when you reached 500?
I think I had about 420.
Oh, yeah. So you did 80 since then. Do you have a schedule for listing? Do you do it every day at a certain time of day, or what do you do about that?
I try and work Monday and Friday. Being that I work from home, I found that having a separation between work and home life is really difficult. So I used to work like whenever, and I discovered that I just wasn't getting things done. And
stay on the line with us, would you please, Tony?
Yeah, we're going to come right back and talk more with you after the break. This open phone segment was sponsored by Crazy Lister, amazingly simple eBay listing software. Dial us, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, you've got a lot to keep up with. That's why it pays to read TameBay. For more than a decade, TameBay has been bringing you daily must-read news from online marketplaces worldwide, and that's just for starters. TameBay also provides how-to guides, up-to-the-minute videos, and insightful ebooks, all with an eye towards enabling you to make your e-commerce business as profitable as possible. Because TameBay founders Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson know firsthand what it takes to succeed on eBay and elsewhere. Sign up for a free membership to access all that TameBay has to offer, including the TameBay Guide, a comprehensive directory of tools and services that can help you sell more online. For up-to-date e-commerce news and content from all around the globe, go to TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Your e-commerce business is growing. Sales are multiplying, and you need a shipping solution that can keep up. ShipStation can help, even when you have multiple selling channels and multiple carrier accounts. With ShipStation, fulfilling orders is not only easier, it's faster too. ShipStation is web-based, so you can manage and ship your orders from anywhere you happen to be. And ShipStation lets you automate almost everything. You can import each item's photo, weight, and SKU. Email your buyer, promote your other items, even leave feedback. ShipStation also integrates with multiple carriers at competitive rates, letting you ship every item cost-effectively. Wherever you sell, however you ship, ShipStation offers you multiple ways to save time and money. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 438.
So you've taken eye-catching photos and crafted a key-rich title. That's a good start. Marcia Collier is known on eBay as top-rated seller Marcia underscore C. She says tell a story about the photo, but seal the deal.
You've got to tell the story. You've got to ask for the sale. You know, when you go buy a car, the guy is always closing, especially if you're selling something that's a collectible or a unique item. Tell them I'm shipping with tracking. You need to ship with tracking and get the item out within 24 hours. Tell the people that in your listing. Ask for the sale.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, where the host does his darndest. But life isn't always perfect now, is it? Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship. We're looking forward to hearing from EU at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number, 888-723-4630.
And we're speaking with Tony from Medina, Texas, known as Sitogur, S-I-T-O-G-E-U-R, on eBay. And I restarted my computer. It looks great. So
I'm
looking at all her listings.
Yeah, she's
looking
got a lot.
Good there, Tony.
I'll say.
Thank you.
I like it.
Don't you think her photos are pretty cool?
I think her photos are pretty cool.
Yeah.
The shoe ones, women's ankle boots, size 7, see those?
Oh, those are kicky.
Look at those.
I like
Look
them.
At the pictures.
Yikes.
Woo! Fantastic. Good job, Tony. Go ahead, Griff.
This is an example of someone who listens to us when we make advice.
Yes.
Well, maybe not. Who knows? Maybe she already knew it.
Maybe she already knew everything.
Yeah. I just love your photos. They're so clear.
We can't take credit.
Well, we can.
Well, I mean, it could also be somebody who's got a severe case of OCD.
Ah.
Yeah.
And who would that be? You?
Yeah.
Well, you've done an excellent job.
Thank you.
You know what I really like is how you, for the lighter colored items, that black background you're using just pops. It really is. It's really well used. I like it. I like it a lot. I think your photos are really good. And that's the most important thing in some respects, because if you don't like what you see or you can't really see it, then you may not even click through. So it's important.
You're doing great. You have any questions for us today, Tony? Looks like you pretty much know what you're doing here.
Well, that's actually really positive, because I've had a couple of slower months, but I figured that, just keep on listing. And I registered for the boot camp. And
oh,
I was watching the videos that came with it, and the guy that commented, he says, it's really odd. The more I list, the more I sell. I looked at that, and I thought, okay, have to up my listing. List more, list more.
So do you have a certain amount that you list every day, or do you just go for it?
I aim for 5 a day as my minimum. My kind of goal is whatever I sell plus 5.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah. It is true that the more you list, the more you sell. And it's not necessarily the new stuff you list that sells. And we're not sure why. It's a mystery.
Yeah. I have noticed that the more interesting my stuff is, the quicker it sells.
Yeah,
so,
of course,
like,
yeah.
If I list something, I found one that really surprised me is I found an old pack of Precious Moments notepaper. We're talking vintage, like 20, 30 years ago.
Yikes.
And I listed it, and it sold in a day. I was like, really? Notepaper?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Someone
See,
wanted it. I wonder
know.
What they wanted it for. It's so curious what people
Do you know
buy.
What I save, Tony? I've what? Never even looked on eBay to see. You know, I've been to so many hotels, and I always bring home the paper, the pad of paper with the letterhead on
it.
It
was part of your job once, wasn't it?
Hello.
And I would say if it's an old hotel or an unusual hotel, that would probably go, yeah.
I found a pack of matches, or John did the other day, from the Pulitzer Hotel in Amsterdam when we stayed there. A package of, I don't know. I've got all of this junk.
Now, matchbooks, I actually have a whole tote full of them. And I sat down with eBay and I researched them. And actually, there's not a lot of value in them unless they're extremely interesting. The best way to sell matchbooks, if they're, excuse the phrase, boring, is to lot them. Do big wholesale lots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you're right, because it's just it's a pain. I have one lot of magazines that I'm thinking of selling, and I didn't know whether to do them individually or a lot. They're Fortune magazines from the 30s, and they're really nice, and they're really heavy. I mean, these things are substantial, but I'm not a seller of that sort of merchandise, so I'm kind of like...
From the 30s, I would say yes, but you know when you pack magazines, you need to sandwich them in cardboard, and the cardboard needs to extend an inch past each edge of the magazine to protect the corner from damage.
That's a great idea. See, I wouldn't have. I might just have stuck mine right in a plastic bag. And
no,
then that would not
go
have
to
been
my
good.
Feedback. Go to my feedback. You'll see that quite a few people comment on my packaging.
Ah, look at that! You're right.
Wow.
Well, we can learn something from Tony.
So Matchbook Hotel Pulitzer Amsterdam Holland, $1.99 for the kind that you open up. I have a little box of them, so they're not worth that much.
Well, yeah, but you can still like have a fun time listing them, and you can get your
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, if you can figure out a quick way to list them.
If you have the paper pad for the Pulitzer as well as the match book.
Oh, I'll have to look for that.
Uh-huh.
That is a great idea. What about from regular hotels like, let's say MGM Grand, where we stayed last year, right?
Yeah.
If it's a regular hotel, like, you know, and it's stuff that anybody could get,
yeah.
But if it's something where you can put something to it, like the Paris Hilton or something, maybe, but you want your really unusual little matchbooks, and then a reason why it's unusual, a reason why it's like it's a matchbook that's got special gold edging on it, and it's got a year, so it's the New Year celebration 2000, for example.
Well, right. You've taught us something today, Tony, and congrats on making your 500 there. Fantastic.
Yes,
Call us again someday.
Loving looking at your listings, too. Thanks again. This open phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation. We'll be back with our second hour right after this.
Hi, I'm the office orange tree at 6-Bit Software. I grow oranges all year long for 6-Bit founder John Slocum and his team to snack on. Now, you wouldn't think I could do that here in Pennsylvania, but that's how 6-Bit rolls. It's a labor of love. They've helped me grow from the ground up, and they take really good care of me all year round. They'll do the same for your e-commerce business. I've learned some juicy stuff just standing around watching John and his team. They spend a lot of time listening to what sellers want and need. Then they build those features into 6-Bit. You can list, ship, and manage your inventory right from your desktop, everywhere you sell. It's customizable, too. And if the guys at 6-Bit can make me produce oranges in Pennsylvania, imagine what they can do for your business on eBay. Now, aren't you glad I told you about 6-Bit? Try it free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
eBay sellers, the thrill of the hunt is on, and you're invited. Join WorthPoint CEO Will Seipel and top-rated seller Dana Crawford as they visit eBay meetups around the country, taking sellers like you on a product sourcing quest like no other. During your treasure hunt adventure, you'll field test WorthPoint's free mobile app live. As you visit the nation's best regional antiques and collectible events, you'll research and identify resellable treasures. Then enjoy sharing your finds with your fellow sellers over a meal or two. You'll even learn the best way to list them and score a free t-shirt. And when the hunt is over, WorthPoint gives you free access to WorthPoint for 30 days. Why does WorthPoint do this, you ask? One, they like to have fun. And two, they want you to discover how WorthPoint's data helps to drive sales. For details and to find a treasure hunt near you, go to worthpoint.com/treasure hunt. That's worthpoint.com/treasure hunt.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.